Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS out to 30674 now and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 rand. Good morning, Adam. Hope you have been well. Lost my space here, Adam. But I know that we're starting our conversation off with aid boost from the Ukraine, courtesy of the US.
Yes, they finally approved it. The US Congress, by a good majority in the end, they approved the billions of dollars of military aid. And in fact, although Ukraine takes the headlines, there's also aid in there for countries in the Indo-Pacific region and for Israel. Anyway, much delayed measure. A year ago, we were talking about how desperately Ukraine needed military support in order to enable their push to drive Russian invasion forces out, the new Ukrainian offensive that ultimately got bogged down and turned around. And now this is about military aid to help them defend against Russia's push. It's thought there will be a fresh Russian offensive, and there kind of is already, but certainly in the next few months. So $61 billion worth of aid specifically for Ukraine, and $20 to $25 billion dedicated to replenishing weapons and ammunition. So 40-odd percent of it, which will indicate that, yeah, they've been in a bit of dire need of that. Volodymyr Zelensky describes the support as vital. He says aid will keep the war from expanding and save thousands of lives. There's also a thing in there. I wonder if we could all get one of these. Ukraine will receive more than $9 billion of economic assistance. So specifically not military, but economic assistance from forgivable loans. These are loans that don't ever need to be paid back. I quite fancy one of those myself. I don't know how you get one, but if America's handing them out, yeah, why not?
My question is, and I've asked my financial sector friends, if we go to a World War III, hey, and there's all out pandemonium, do I still have to pay my mortgage?
I think probably the moment it starts. Yeah, think again. But there again, would we be around in order to make that change? That would be the thing.
Okay, to Australia we go now. Australia's baby Harriet, there's good news for the tiny victim of a mass stabbing.
Yeah, remember the little baby girl whose mother was killed protecting her in the pram? She was injured in the stabbing attack. 9-month-old daughter of Ashley Good. Ashley Good unfortunately died protecting her. But the little girl will continue to receive protective care. But she was in intensive care. She's out of intensive care. She's undergone surgery at the Children's Hospital in Sydney. She suffered chest and arm injuries from that guy stabbing a 9-month-old baby in the arm and chest. Her mother and 5 other people were killed, of course, in the rampage. We're talking about the one at Bondi Junction shopping mall in Australia. What was it now? 9 days ago? The attack has horrified Australia. It's horrified the world, where things like this are rare, thankfully. But there have been vigils and prayers and national mourning and now prayers of thanks for this little girl who has a father as well, Kerry, a former Australian rugby league player, I believe he is. But there's also been a GoFundMe campaign, and these can be extraordinary sometimes the way they're set up. So in Ashley Good's name, in the mother's name, nearly 700,000 Australian dollars, what's that, 9 million rand more or less, for baby Harriet Good so far.
And then finally, Adam, do you really, really want to zig-a-zig-ah? Because there was a Spice Girls mini reunion, girl power return for Victoria Beckham's 50th birthday.
Yes, I'm giving you everything, so much joy I bring. This I swear. Zig-a-zig-ah. Yeah, 5 Spice Girls caught on camera, and deliberately so, with Victoria Beckham's very posh birthday party in a club in Mayfair in London. And there's David Beckham. I don't think I've ever seen somebody. He must be a super fan of all of them. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody look quite so delighted. They burst into a rendition of Stop, and they're even doing some of the movements. And you think, well, it's all well and good. And by the way, they don't sound any worse than they ever did, which is, I suppose, a good thing. It's all well and good. But do you know what? Could they not be doing that at Glastonbury or a big arena in your town or my town? Could they not just do that rather than at a birthday party when they've had a couple of sherries. You know what I mean? And also, for anyone who's never bought into Spice Girls, you think about Taylor Swift for a current generation. We'll ask your mums and possibly your dads. Girl power was there for them 25 years ago now and more. Wow.
I see you are not a wannabe. You have spiced up your life. Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to
Oh,
chatting to you
stop right now.
tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
He's back tomorrow with The World View.